Hello, hello. This is your accelerator number 3 in your spring cleaning with your spirit guides course. So up until now, you've been laying the groundwork of learning how to get yourself settled with the new meditation of the figure eight or the affinity sign, tracing that in your mind's eye, as well as learning about your gatekeeper, communicating with your gatekeeper, communicating with your higher self to ask questions, get clarity, and also to collaborate with your guides to set goals so that these goals are not just, you know, being pulled out of thin air with your ego, but rather a collaboration of connecting with your guides to find out how appropriate your goals are, how your goals will serve you, what these goals that you might want to manifest are doing in terms of you learning life lessons about yourself, about your contribution to humanity, about you creating the life that you want to live. Now we're going to go one step further and we're going to add another concept, and that is you being able to call upon specialists, specialists that have to do with helping you manifest whatever goals you have. You can have specialists for personal reasons, specialists for professional reasons. You can have specialists to help you design something that you don't even quite know what to design, but you know the impact that the project or the design is going to have on your life and maybe the lives of others. The way to go about this is to take these steps. After you've done your grounding, you've called in your protection, then you turn to your gatekeeper and you ask your gatekeeper to bring to you a specialist that is of the highest sources of God's love and above, that will be the perfect fit for where your development is regarding whatever the particular project is that you want the specialist to help you with. A perfect fit for your development, for your consciousness, that will help you to emerge and expand and attain the support that you need in pursuing a particular objective. The important thing here is to recognize that, like human beings, if you want a specialist or a resource person, you have to be able to be at the level to receive what that specialist, what that professional has to offer, i.e., if you have never studied math, and all of a sudden you ask to get tutoring from a calculus teacher, that's not necessarily the fit for your level of development. With me, and when I turn to my spirit guides for personal and business development, I don't expect that I'm going to get necessarily a specialist on the inner planes who's really perfect for people who are already millionaires, already billionaires, who want to get spiritual guidance on how to go even bigger than that, because I'm not a millionaire. So I wouldn't be the consciousness, perhaps, to best receive what a specialist on the inner planes is highly developed to do, to help very savvy business people who have accomplished those billionaire, millionaire accomplishments. What your exercise is here for Accelerator 3 is to think about the focus that you are dwelling upon. Now, you're already working on 3 goals for your end of the course accomplishment, one in self-development, one in that which you wish to acquire, possess, obtain, and the other in the realm of finances and income. you could conceivably ask to have a specialist brought in on each of those topics and have them help you in whatever way they can to give you greater ease, greater depth of insight, greater appropriateness about how to continue to proceed to attain those goals. You could try and see if there was an overall specialist that your gatekeeper could shepherd to connect with you. And that specialist would be you getting the support to best manage your own energy, and a specialist that would give you support in using your creativity for all of those three goals. So that would be a single specialist whose job would be to help you maximize your own way of operating, your own ability to access your own intuition, as opposed to having three specialists, one for each of those classification goals. I'm going to leave that up to you. The key here is you're bringing in yet another vibration. You're bringing in another resource, spirit guide, whose job is to use their expertise that makes them a specialist, and then to help you with their unique developed specialty in the areas that you're asking for support. When you meet with that specialist, notice how it feels to you as they get closer to you in proximity. Notice the energy around you. You could say to the specialist, please back up so I can practice feeling the difference in the vibration when you come closer. So in other words, you're talking to that being the way you would talk to a human. And your intention, which you would make very clear to the specialist, is you really want to develop an honorable, respectful relationship with them. And part of that is for you to really sense when they are there. And so you would use your psychic communication, intuition channels that we talked about in your warm-ups. And notice what you feel as that guide, that specialist, comes closer to your energy field. Notice what you see. Do you see colors? Is there a shape to this specialist? Notice how the specialist sounds, if you're able to hear the words of the specialist. Notice what sort of emotions come up as this specialist communicates with you, gets physically closer to you. Basically, you want to use all of the kinds of channels of inquiry and observation that you would if you were talking to a new person for the very first time and you really wanted to get to know them better, you really wanted to know what their strengths are. That's the same kind of mindset and approach that you would have in getting to know your specialist and communicating with your specialist. The main questions that you're going to ask your specialists are, how can you help me with, and then fill in the blank. And then another question would be, please give me your advice about how I can best go about accomplishing, and then finish with, you know, fill in the blank. The other kinds of questions that you might ask are, what are the lessons that you can learn from pursuing this project or pursuing this goal from their expertise vantage perspective? Basically, you're interviewing and you're communicating with some being that is highly adept at whatever this is that you've called upon them to help you with. And then, like with any relationship, when you feel that the conversation has come to a good stop point, you gratefully, with sincere, heartfelt reverence, thank them for coming to visit you. And then, as you say goodbye to them, notice how it feels when they leave. Notice how it feels now that they visited you and now that they're gone. Do you notice that you feel lighter, more hopeful, more confident? Basically, I'm asking you to self-observe their impact on you, like anybody else that has come into a conversation with you and then they leave the conversation and you scan yourself and you notice how did all of that make you feel and in what ways did they touch your life. And keep a journal. Now, I'm going to have this be our last accelerator before we have our completion class because some of you are a little behind and I would rather that you use your time to go back over the excerpt, the edited excerpts from our main training, go back to your warm-ups, and review accelerators 1 and 2. And please use the Facebook group to share your experiences and to ask me any questions that you might have. You are all doing great. This is huge. You are connecting with the spirit world, with beings who love you, who are there for you. They are always there for you. So have fun with this. It's going to be amazing, an amazing experience. You might want to have some coloring pens and crayons, magic markers, felt tips like we talked about in the immersion class, so that you can maybe draw a picture of your specialist or any other of your guides, so that you now can have comparative sketches and bring out of you memories of the particular differentiating and defining details of the different beings that you're calling upon, how they differ, what are their details, and just do your best. It'll be a really good visual anchor for you. When you want to call upon them again, you just take out your sketch and all of that emotion, all of that access energy will start to flood back. Okay, that's it. I look forward to reading and hearing about your experiences. God bless.